Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. It's a good morning. The Lord has given us another day to be faithful in, and I thank Him for it. Let's use it wisely. God loves us. The Lord is doing some things. He made me aware of some of the things that He has to do. And one is, He wants people that represent Him to be like Him. And He explained that those that have a love foundation, they're wholehearted. That's the only way to be wholehearted. You have to have a love foundation. And when you have a love foundation, you will take God, you will do God's word. It will mean something to you. If God give you an assignment, you will finish it. You will make it happen. You will want to do it. You will do what it takes when you have a love foundation. This is found in several people of the Word of God. Abraham believed God and went to a country that God would show him. Now this, he didn't leave, you know, when you read it, it looks like he left by himself. But around chapter 15, he went to war to rescue his nephew Lot. And he had 300 men born in his house. 300 of his servants, they were fighters. When he left Haran, he was fully loaded. He had livestock. He was very, 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 very wealthy. He had servants, people to watch his cattle. When he went to Egypt, he was a mighty man. This man left his country, the safety of his country and his family, to go to a place that God would show him. And the Lord said, leave your country, your kindred, and your father's house. That's not something that people did, because it's not safe when you go to another country, especially if you're wealthy. But he believed God and he went. Now, Rebekah, she made a choice to go with Abraham's servant to be the wife of his son. A man she never met, but she knew they had something to go on. They were kin to Abraham, and they knew of Abraham, and she had heard of Abraham. Abraham was a mighty man, and now she gets to be his son, his son's wife. And she knew that this was a very high calling, but she was wholehearted about it, to the point that she made sure that the son that God had chosen would get the blessing, risking her own life. This is very important. Peter dropped his nets and followed Jesus. So did Andrew. So did John and James. And James and John, they dropped their nets and followed Jesus. They didn't give it a second thought. They were wholehearted. And when this happened, they stuck with it. John wrote Revelation. He was wholehearted. He stayed the course. Peter was crucified upside down, according to history. He stayed the course. Apostle Paul came to the Lord, as he said, out of season. But he came. He overcame being a Pharisee when he heard Stephen's breakdown of the Word of God. And he got in tune with the Holy Spirit. And he stayed the course. He did what God told him to do. He became a very obedient man to God, when at first he was a very disobedient because of deception. When people have that love foundation, they carry forward. They go forward. They carry on doing the Word of God. They do what it takes. They don't stop because luxury stops. Some people will only obey God if there's luxury involved. But some people will do all that's in God's heart. They have a love foundation. Some people set their ministries up so that they can get wealthy. And they don't, but when it's time, but when God give them something to do that they don't like, they just don't do it. You can't make a wholehearted choice with a half-hearted heart. A half-hearted man cannot make a wholehearted choice. When people don't trust God, they can't be wholehearted. When people don't believe God, they can't be wholehearted. Because it takes the love foundation in you to do these things. People follow God. That's why some bring forth fruit. Some 30, some 60, some 100. If you bring forth 100-fold fruit, you have to obey God to do that. It takes time. It takes effort. Now, we don't work for salvation. We work because of salvation. And even in ministry, we don't sweat. We do what God tells us to do. We don't originate a plan. We do what God say do. But a problem exists. God have been talking to people about following Him and obeying Him. And they waited too long. They waited too long to obey. And now He's about to return. He even told me, I don't have to tell people to follow Him anymore. People that He used to send me to pastors with a message to follow Him. And for a long time. And recently He said, you don't have to do that anymore because it's too late for them. Teach my people who love me. People who love my will. That's what this broadcast is for. To help people who want to know, who want to grow in the Lord. The wisdom of God goes to you. Because you're wholehearted. Those who are wholehearted, those who love, have that love foundation, they're the kind of people God can use to do greater works. See, the revival is happening right now. It's not coming, it's now. It's about to be over because Jesus is about to return. And then whoever gets saved during the Great Tribulation is, you know, there will be people who get saved because of the pattern set by those who are faithful now. Those who live without spot or wrinkle. You know, that's why it's so important to get rid of things that's not of God. You don't have to live with limitations. You don't have to live with sin and weights that so easily beset people. You can go forward. And the Lord, see, he told me point blank, He wouldn't use people that won't follow Him in this revival, in this awakening that He's doing. In this, when people come to the Lord in masses, that's a great awakening. People are coming to the Lord. It takes people who follow Him to do it. He told me He wouldn't use people that teach wrong. This is why. People that come to the Lord don't know everything. They pattern themselves after who they see. So if God did a great awakening through mainstream Christianity, which is Laodicea, the newcomers would be just like them all over again. So the Lord went around them because they wouldn't follow Him. They wouldn't. Their heart is not devoted. When the Lord give them clues, they don't pay attention. They see it. They know it's of God, but they don't go there because they become half-hearted like the Laodiceans. And God can't use them because they'll create what already exists. God is looking for people who will live without spot or wrinkle. Those that love Him. Those that are dedicated. God is more important than their very life. And they don't put God's wisdom last. They put God's wisdom first. And they put their wisdom last. They don't put God's wisdom last. They don't disobey the Lord. They do it God's way. And they're seeking to learn and to grow and to go forward. And they want people to know that God is. And they do what the Word says do. And they do what the Holy Spirit is guiding them to do. And they're right. They're learning and growing. They're endeavoring. They're pioneering. They do what others won't do. They don't fail. They live in Him. They live by His strength. And they don't backbite. And they don't try to disqualify others. They don't get jealous when others do well. They don't have Cain jealousy. And they don't speak it or act on it. These are the kind of people that God promotes. People that walk in His love. Only when other people minister well or seem to do better or whatever. See, that's really not a thing, because we can do what God anoints us to do. Whatever God anoint you to do, that's what you can do. If whatever the Lord anoints you to do, you can do it. And that's a grace. That's not something that you... That doesn't mean that you're better than somebody else. Whatever we're given, we're graced to do that. But some people don't take it that way. They want to be preeminent. Like Diotrephes didn't want John to come around. But there are people who love God and they don't have preeminent problems. And some will say, well, pastors don't have preeminent problems. They don't act that way. Yes, they do. I run into it too many times. I know it when I see it. People do have problems with that, and they didn't deal with it. So God, when it's time, now it's the great revival is happening, He can't anoint them for that because they'll make a mess. They didn't clear up some things, and they didn't even think about it. Or maybe they did and didn't do it. But nevertheless, if they are sin, God can't use it. Diotrephes didn't like for John to come around because he loved preeminence. Simon the sorcerer, he wanted to control people. He tried to buy the Holy Spirit. Listen, it's time now for people to stop these witchcraft acts and do it God's way. Then there's Jezebel, said preaching that you can sleep around. Don't think that people don't do it. God's not going to rest on that. He will only do this revival on people that He can rest upon. He can't rest on everybody. Even faithful preachers who preach the Word, if they have these types of reserves that they allow themselves to do the wrong thing sometime, God can't rest on that. God rests on love, the love of God, the wisdom of God, and the holiness of God. And then there's the secret friend of the churches who water the Word down to attract people. That's the same spirit of Saul. Saul was always concerned about the people more than he was concerned about God. And they're afraid to teach the real Jesus. They water Him down. You think God's going to put a revival on that? Of course not. And well, He's not going to do the people who sin secretly either. And the people who are preeminent in their mind. And harbor Cain jealousy in their heart. He's not going to do it. Now, Sister Mary had us to study a book about that a lady named Fuchsia Pickett wrote before I was born. She wrote this book in 1961. I was born in 63. And the Lord showed her in the book, there's a part that's just stood out to me, because that's the essence of what God had taught me years prior to that. He said, when it comes to this revival, He said it three times, I will not use people that do those things I just described in the next revival. that people have been looking for and prophesying about. Everybody that has Cain jealousy and disobedience, and they're not going to be involved in it. God is going to bypass them and use others. They will not be involved. They will be excluded. They will preach, they'll pray for it, but God's not going to use them because he said he was not. And I know he's not. Only those who follow God. Now, if the Lord teaches you something and you share it with people and they get upset because it seems, people have Cain jealousy problems. When I was, I always sought the Lord about my message and preached what he said, just like I do now. But I started noticing a pattern. If I preach at a church, they wouldn't ever get you back. That's the last time. There's a few churches that I preached at more than once when I first started preaching. There's a handful of churches that I would preach at more than once because of Cain jealousy. That's the only way I can describe it. People don't like when you do something better or seem to. It's not really better, it's different. The Lord, he'll give one minister insights and he'll give another one other insights. But sometimes people seek to be preeminent over others. And it don't work that way. The heart of God says, do all that God give you. Do as good a job as you can. And hopefully it'll be better than what I do. That's the heart of God. And I've heard preachers say, I want to be the best preacher God got. I want to do my best and I want everybody else to do better. Because I can only do what I can do. And hopefully I'm not some, there's a lot of great, much greater ministers than me. But I'm going to give it all I got. And hopefully others would give it all they got. And we all do what's necessary. I don't care what position I'm in. I don't care who's first and last. I just want to do what God can do through me. Now, my pastor's also a prophet. He said, one year he said, think big. So I think big. Now, this is why. Believe God for great things. You can do this. This is your heritage. So I asked, and Brother Harden said, he said, take everything you got, give it to Jesus. He'll bless it and give it back to you. And my eyes opened up. I saw the ministry. I saw, if I do exactly what God say in obedience and keep my heart pure and do the things that's right, then I can present something to God and he will bless it and multiply. Now, I pray for that. I declare that all the time and I believe it. See, you got to use your faith. People use faith for houses, cars, and wives and husbands, but you got to use your faith to do God's will and make sure it's complete. Make sure it's right. Have from the foundation of the love of God, and not for some pride mission that God hates. God hates preeminence and pride, and he's not going to rest on it. He wants his people to represent him. Now, there's three groups of people God's going to address. He wants his people to name his, that name his name, to live like him. And he's going to rest on them. And he wants everybody to know that they please me and they obey me and they represent me. And then to those who respond to the revival and come in, he wants them to know that these are the people that I selected to use to help you come in. And then he wants the world to know who did it. He don't want the world confused believing that the lukewarm Christians did it. They have worldly reputation, but they don't have life. And God don't want their help. Period. He loves them the same. He loves them just like he loves those who are obedient. But they confuse people. And God has taken away that confusion. And he's not going to give them revival knowledge. He's not going to do it. He's not going to give them revival anointing. He's not going to give them revival knowledge. He's going to bypass them and use people that they don't know, that do follow him. Well, maybe they do know him, but he's going to use people they don't expect. And they don't even know that the revival's happening because of disobedience. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. The Lord's going to bust up all the confusion and he's going to show himself strong through those who seek him. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mighty move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.